Suhasini Babkar and her assistant work under a mirror as they prepare a meal at the Fayette County Extension office.
This part, definitely. In Hindi, it is called tadka.
The mirror allows about 30 students to take in the sights, sounds, and smells of vegetarian cooking from India. As the spices and vegetables sizzle on the stove, Amy Colasso sat at a front row table and tossed out a few questions.
Is there a specific flour you should use? Or where do you get asafoetida and what is it and how do you use it? You know, because there are a lot of really unique ingredients and spices and things for Indian cooking.
This evening's menu includes a mixed vegetable salad, spicy diced potatoes, sprouted beans, and a green mango drink.
My family loves Indian food, so my husband saw the announcement for the class and said, oh, you need to go take this class so you can learn how to fix this at home.
Babkar holds out a circular metal container. Inside are several smaller cylinders, each holding individual spices.
These are the tempering spices. This is cumin seed, mustard seed, fenugreek seed. And these are the seasoning spices. This is turmeric, red pepper, garam masala, and this is a mixture of cumin and coriander.
Charles Colston was another front row participant. He was also taken by the emphasis on a variety of spices.
That's one big difference, and I like the spices. It's just not what I'm used to using when I cook.
Helping manage the ingredients and in serving the Indian dishes to students was Sita Subramanian. The community college physics instructor says all vegetarian meals in India offer a rich assortment of spices. She admits people in India, just like people in the United States, suffer from diet-related health problems.
The Indians have heart attacks, so Indians have diabetes. I think India is second in the world for being having diabetes.
The vegetarian cooking class was Subramanian's idea. After reflecting about her mother, who passed away in 2010, Subramanian created a scholarship fund, and this cooking class helped raise money for the effort. She says her mother, who married at age 15, loved learning.
Once she got married, you know, she had children and moved to various countries, and she had learned different languages and did very well. But she always regretted not being able to go to college or even finish high school. So I had a thought that when she was sick the last 4 years, that I would like to do something, you know, in her name, like a scholarship.
The scholarships go to non-traditional students at Bluegrass Community and Technical College. She says five $500 scholarships were awarded last fall, with plans for more scholarships this fall. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.